rewrote by King James, and King James was a murderer.
How about, well, wait, yeah.
Ethiopian,
his name is from a regular man, but if you go in, if you go deeper to the Hebrew and the Greek, on a phone you can get an app that tells you what it actually means.
I want an actual book. I want a book.
Well, you're going to have to go to the original to get that. And it's easy to do. We have the conveniences today. You realize to whom much is given, much is going to be required.
Ethiopian or Geneva.
Look at all the technology that we have in the intelligence.
But I don't want it in rote.
It doesn't matter what we want. It's what's available
God's
to us.
God's true word.
That is his true word.
No, it's not. It was rewrote by King
in
James.
The Greek and the Hebrew.
And it was rewrote.
So go test that. On that card is the biblical gospel. That, we know, is in the word of God, right?
Yes.
Almost every Bible that you read
that
has
live
the truth
in the
of God's
world
word.
Of Satan.
But that doesn't matter.
Satan
you need
runs
to follow what the
world.
Gospel is. Would you like to talk about what the gospel is? I love you.
What the gospel is.
What is the gospel? Share it with me. How does somebody find eternal life? Somebody lost in the world. Drunken and
crying
like I was.
Having faith, repenting.
Amen. Faith
and
in who?
Asking Jesus into your heart.
Let's start with the faith. He's worth our time, right?
Faith in my Heavenly Father.
Right. Christ.
I won't say God because Satan also goes by God. So
Christ,
it's
who
my
was
Heavenly
fully
Father,
God,
Christ.
Who created
that's a good
all
one.
Things.
Yes, ma'am.
Jesus Christ was the creator of all things, right?
Yes,
he was
ma'am.
In the beginning, he's going to be in the end,
yes,
right?
Ma'am.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he was fully God, he was full deity, he was the creator of the universe,
yes.
He came and died and shed his blood for the
absolutely.
Remission of sins, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But that remission of sins is only for who?
Everybody
who repents. You did say repent.
And
do you know
believes.
What repentance is?
Yes, it's telling God all of your sins and not doing them again.
Right. Yeah. You want to turn from them.
Yes.
It's in your mind.
Yes, ma'am.
Like if you're a smoker, I used to be one before I was in Christ. You got to set it in your mind first.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you follow with your actions, right?
Yes.
So if you repent, you're turning from your old life, everything that was sinful, and you're willing to lay it down and any bad influences in it, and then seek him in righteousness and holiness, and he will give the Holy Spirit to those who obey, right?
Correct.
And what is that? That means you are born from above. You're born again. Okay, so you know that. So are you a born-again daughter of the Most High? Okay, so if you have the power of the Holy Spirit within you, what does that give you the power to do?
Does it give me the power to do?
Overcome all sin.
Come against evil, yeah.
Right. So we overcome our flesh, which has a sinful nature in it, right?
Yes.
So if we're born again, we're going to be obedient to the scriptures. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commands. If you want to be my friend, keep my commands, right? So we're in the new covenant today. So we follow what's in the New Testament, and we keep his commands for what's in the New Testament. And then we have to keep doing that until the day we die, lest we turn away and become a reprobate, like Paul said, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we agree on that.
Yes, ma'am.
Now let's look at what repentance really is. What is repentance? It's not just a turning from your sins. Let's go into what the sins would be. Satan's kingdom. The church system. Pride. Vanity.
That's another problem I'm having. Finding a good church.
Politics. Well, let me share what some of those are.
Because half like, the church I call production churches.
Right. The churches are lying to people. Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran,
yes.
Anabaptist, Mormon, Roman, Catholic, Jehovah's Witness. It doesn't
matter
who it is.
Yeah, why are there so many different...
Exactly.
I don't get that. We all believe in God. Why do we need all these different
Christianities? And it is more than belief.
Religions, I say.
Right, exactly. So we call people out of there. We don't belong to any organization. We left all that behind. Let me
Amen.
Help you with something. If how long have you been a born-again daughter of...
I'd say probably in my 40s is when I really first.
You're probably about
God.
My age.
I'm
55. How old are you? Okay, so
and then
the
I walked
time.
Away and I just started. God opened my eyes to things going on in the world about 2 years ago.
Okay, so would you consider yourself like born again 2 years ago then?
No, I'd say in my 40s I was born again.
Okay, but, all right, I got to help you on this. There's fundamental things in there for God's holy women in the Bible.
Yes.
And at the first year, within the second year, a holy child
However,
of God is going to have personal holiness. You realize, do you realize God teaches women
yes,
how to take care of the temple of the Holy
Spirit? Women
are not
allowed to be preachers and teachers then.
Right, they're not. Not in the body of Christ.
Yes.
But they can share the truth with women, right?
Yes.
Okay, so 1 Corinthians 11, in 40 years. No, you said when you were 40, right?
Yeah.
So 15 years or 18 years.
I'd say between 40 and 45.
Okay, 10, 15 years, something like
when
that.
I...
Have you gotten to 1 Corinthians 11, head covering for women? 1 Timothy 2,
sure.
How to dress yourself.
Not I have.
But you need to obey it. See, and I don't want to just go on that. Do you realize pride is an abomination to God? pride and vanity, a haughty look, somebody who thinks they're something more than they're not.
Right.
Entertainment, like on TV, movies, worldly carnal novels.
Well, that's the thing.
What about this? What are we looking at here? Idleness. There's nothing wrong with some food or buying something, but people live for this, wandering around, wasting their time, filling the lust of the flesh. That's
I'm
a sin
look
as well.
At the art.
I know, but what are you going to do with the art? It's going to burn in the end. Shouldn't you be refining your life? Right? I'm loving you. I'm trying to help you here. You should have your life in full order and then be what?
I'm going buying out. It. I'm just looking at it.
I know, but if your mind has totally been changed, you want to go share this precious truth with other people, right? If your life has totally been transformed and your mind is set on the kingdom of God, you don't want any of this. You want to spend all your time loving and worshiping Him and doing the great commandment. Go preach the gospel.
That's my problem I'm having right now, getting back to that again. Because I don't believe in the King James because it was rewrote.
Well, I just helped you on that.
Not
at all. That can be a lot of excuses, ma'am.
I was going to say not all of that I don't believe. Some
of
that
I
do believe.
You can read the King James. You can read the New King James. You could read some of the very corrupt ones.
Oh, yeah, I do.
They're going to get you the basis of what a person should do. It's really easy. We already talked about to whom much is given, much will be required, right?
Right.
We have much intelligence today, don't we?
But if you compare the King James to the Hebrew Bible, it was totally rewritten.
No, just go to the Greek and the Hebrew. There's apps on there. But let's focus on what's our personal holiness. See, you can get wrapped up in all those other details that really don't matter.
I really can't right now. I gotta go.
It's how we have to walk in holiness. Test yourself today. We got a large website. We take nobody's money, unlike all the other places out there. We support ourselves. We don't have anybody follow us. We travel full-time. My husband and I, he's preaching over there. We sold what we have.
I think I've seen you guys before.
We've been here last year.
Not the first time I've been here. It was years ago.
We come to Florida only in the winter because everybody's
outside. It was another
We travel
show,
around
maybe.
The country.
Okay.
Yeah. We're all over the country.
That's what my friend wants to do.
Well, we only do it for the Lord, not
That's
for sightseeing.
That's what she wants to do, yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah, she wants to go full out for the Lord.
Do you see her? Would you
She's
like to give her one of my gospel cards?
Yes, absolutely.
Give that to her. Our email's on there. Our website is called don'tperish.com.
Okay.
There's thousands of
Arcadia,
teaching articles,
so.
Audios, videos,
oh, she'll love
our travels, everything. How
she
about you?
She listens to Les Doubleday.
Stay off the internet for the teaching. You need the
it's
scriptures.
It's Bible study. It is scripture. It's
okay,
totally scripture.
I'm going to hold you on this. I'm going to say, how can you trust that if you don't even trust it?
I don't. She does.
Oh, you do?
I don't
know. Okay,
it.
But you're
she
saying
does.
It's totally scriptural. How come you're not sitting with her then and getting your truth from it
because
and following it
away
obey?
Away from me and I have a bad
We have
back.
Telephones, but I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just kind of holding your feet to the fire because I
no,
love
No, I have
you.
Done a couple of them and honestly,
okay,
so
stay
I,
off the
I
internet.
Got, I got bored with
stay
it.
Stay off the television because Jesus said few, right? If you're on TV, are only a few people supporting you?
I hardly ever turn on my TV.
A lot of them are. Throw it out. Throw it out then.
I ain't throwing it
Get
out.
Get rid of it.
Because I listen to
There's
Rumble.
Good on
and
that.
I, yeah, there is.
Anyway.
Rumble's on
hey,
there.
You know what?
Do you listen to Rumble?
Get yourself in the scriptures.
It's about truth.
Follow
God's
and
truth.
Obey. I can see it's not biblical because you're not even following it. If they're teaching the truth, you should be following it, right? I just walked you through some simple
How am I not following
fundamental 101 for women. We just discussed that. And you were not
what,
in your head.
Because I'm not dressed in a bag?
You're claiming to have the temple. You're claiming to have the Holy Spirit in your temple, right?
Correct.
Who owns it?
God. Jesus.
Okay. Who
Our
gets
Lord
to tell you
heaven?
How to dress it? And what to look at?
Oh, well, he hasn't told me anything.
To.
He didn't tell me
what
it was
to
bad to wear
it's
it.
It's in the scriptures. He owns you. You were bought with a great price by his
blood. But it
doesn't
tell you how to dress.
It does. Tell you what. You send me an email. You said you had to go. You send
yes,
me an email. I'll walk you through it and help you. It does tell you.
Okay.
It tells you how to
All
do
right.
that. I love you. I want to help you, okay?
I appreciate your time.
All right.
I
so
really
send
do.
Me an email. I want to help you because you don't know if you're even going to get tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah. Because you've been really kind and friendly. Amen. But I really want you to repent and seek deeper. Shed your pride.
Thank
shed
you.
Vanity.
I really needed
whatever
to say
it is.
That to me.
I'm sorry?
I really needed to hear that today.
Okay.
And I need to press in more.
You hear
because
it?
Because I've been hearing it from him and like
now he
I haven't
did.
Been obeying it.
I'm glad you said that and he heard you say that.
I know he
now
did.
What are you going to do about it?
I've been trying. Like I said, I had to go find the Geneva
you know
or the Ethiopian Bible.
No. Just lay down your life.
Oh,
follow
I've done that.
Stop tripping yourself up on what you're doing
I
right now.
I can't follow scriptures that are not true to his
yes,
word.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't
yes,
because
can.
That's a lie.
Send me an email. I'll help you, ma'am. I love you.